Good morning. We left off that we're going to discuss the halachas of ladles. So what is the question? The person has a pot of soup which cooked on the fire. So that's a clear reason. He wants to take for that soup and put into the bowls to serve to the table. So he puts a ladle inside of the soup and thereby takes the soup from the pot into the bowl. So the question is, what is the halachic status of the ladle? Why is this relevant? If the ladle is considered a klisheni, then the soup in the bowl is a klishlishi. So while we are machmer, the klisheni can cook kale bishul, we're not worried about the klishlishi doing so, according to Mishnah Berurah. While we are machmer bishul after afia in a klisheni, we're not machmer bishul after afia in a klishlishi. So what is the halachic status of a ladle? So this, the starting point is that the Taz in Yerodeah quotes the Maril. Maril is discussing kashering things, kashering items. So you have this big pot of water sitting on the fire. You want to kasher some things. So some things you want to kasher by putting them into the big pot. Some things do not require hagolah to put them in the big pot. You can kasher them through iri, pouring on them from the klirishin. The problem is that this pot is very gigantic, and it's very hard to pour from that. So a person wishes to dip into the large pot with a ladle, with some type of a bowl, pot, ladle, and then use that to pour onto the items which you wish to kasher. He wants to do iri onto the item to be kashered. Iri is pouring from the ladle. So if the ladle is a klirishin, iri klirishin is sufficient for certain items. If the ladle is a klisheni, it's not. So the Maril raises the question. And the Maril, one of the later Rishonim, the Paiskim in Germany, a large amount of our Pesach halacha is based on the Maril. The Maril says that it's questionable whether it's a klirishin or klisheni. But if you leave the ladle in the large pot while the water is boiling, so the ladle becomes heated from the temperature of the pot, we can consider the ladle as a klirishin. And when one pours from the ladle, he's doing iri klirishin. That's the Maril. The Taz says, I don't see any question. As far as I'm concerned, the ladle is a klirishin. Then at the end of this long piece, this is at the end of Siman Sadi Beis in Yerodeah, he says, however, there's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah which is Mesupik. Tosis in Avodah Zarah is not clear to him what the status of a ladle, if it's a klirishin or klisheni. Arguably, Tosis could agree to the leniency of the Maril if you leave it in for a period of time. That Tosis does not address. The Pri Chodesh in Hilchos Hagolas Kalin says that a ladle is considered a klisheni. He considers a ladle klisheni no matter what. Even if you leave it in, he does not feel it has the din of a klirishin. So where does the Mishnah Berurah stand on this? The problem is the Mishnah Berurah is not clear. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches in Tifkot and Pei Zayin says that we have to, it is possibly a klirishin. And if you leave it in for a while, it's definitely klirishin. Okay, so that seems to be pretty clear. He's poskening that like the Tosafot of Tosis, we have to be machmer. You're dealing with a question of bishul, and then he says, if you leave it in, like the Maril says, it's going to definitely be a klirishin. However, the Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where machmer you should not put baked goods into a klisheni. Person has the klisheni of soup, and he wants to put in some challah or some matzah. So he has a problem of putting something which is baked into something which is boiling. So the soup is the yatza lettuce bowl. You should not put it in. He says, however, if the way you transferred the soup from the pot was using a ladle, so then you could put the baked items in because the soup, the bowl is a klishlishi. So if the person had made a small pot of soup, picked up the pot and poured directly into the bowl, so the bowl is a cliche. You should not put your baked item, your bread, your matzah, into that bowl. If, however, the person ladled from the pot into the bowl is a klishlishi, and you can put your bread, matzah, into it. So he calls the ladle a klisheni, and the bowl is a klishlishi. I say, how do we answer this contradiction? And so there's potentially two ways how to answer this contradiction. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehosa, Rav Noyer Zatzal, says that the din of bishul acharefia is a chumrah. So to be machmer both that we consider the ladle a kli sheni, excuse me, a kli rishon, and therefore the bowl is a kli sheni, and therefore you cannot put baked goods into the kli sheni, we don't have to be machmer that far. However, putting something which is uncooked into the kli sheni, which potentially is a kali bishul, you have to be machmer. Diane Weiss, the Michal Yitzchak, says that in general the idea of klisheni cooking is a little bit of a chumrah. It's again the same type of idea. So the difference between the two of them is, according to Rav Norworth, you can only use a ladle to give the bowl the status of klisheni in regards to baked goods. And according to Diane Weiss and Michal Yitzchak, a person can use a ladle to give the bowl status of a klisheni for other items as well. But in regards to the status of the ladle itself, we have to mark where the ladle is like a kli rishon. So a person would want to put scoop out with a bowl and say, oh, so the bowl is a kli sheni, but you scoop directly from the pot. I want to put things into it. One would have to be machmer. Both, according to both opinions, one would have to be machmer. Then maybe the bowl is a kli rishon still, and you're dealing with a suffix bishul on a Torah level, you have to be machmer. Have a good day.